welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, Gold Wave Noise Reduction. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I am going to demonstrate briefly the choices you will get when you are in Gold Wave and you want to do noise reduction on a file.
Menu, echo, filter sub, auto, equal, noise reduction, Filter sub menu, menu bar effect, leaving menus untitled for.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I am going to demonstrate to you the way in which the noise reduction works in Gold Wave. I've had a request for this, and I'm not going to make it overly complicated or intricate, because that was my first thought, is to give an example, show you how each of these sound, because there are different choices you can choose from. I've decided not to do that for a variety of reasons, one of which is it may be kind of difficult to do. Another one is a lot of the sound that you're going to get out of these, and this is the most important, the way in which these will sound will depend on the noises that you have in your room, because these try and take noises out and leave you with just the main sounds, if you will. They try and remove room noise and other sorts of things, and you will get different results depending on the different noises that you have in the background. I don't use these anymore because I have a mixer and microphones that remove a lot of the noise, room noise, and my digital recorder does a pretty good job of removing room noise. I have another one that does a less good job because for the simple reason that it's just older. And so when I was recording podcast with that, I would use the noise filters. And I'll show you what I did to get the best results. Now, Gold Wave is not known for its great noise cancellation abilities. I think that's one thing that SoundForge does do better. At least that's what I've heard. But I don't have SoundForge as of yet, so haven't experimented with that. Meanwhile, I will just show you what noise cancellation does, what kinds of settings you have, because there are various presets that you can choose from. If you've got a file, for instance, let's say I want to do a noise reduction on the whole file or just a part of it. I can do just a part of it by setting stop and finish markers for the part that I want to do, or I can do a select all with control A and do the whole file. So there's nothing in this file, but let's just say that there was, and select all. And then I'm going to go into the effect menu, because that's where it is with Alt C, and find filter. It is the filter submenu.
Menu, effect menu, sensor .. Doppler .. Dynamics .. Echo .. Compressor / expander .. Filter submenu.
There we go. And you have various choices in here.
Auto offset removal ..
Right arrow once and you get to the submenu.
Bandpass / stop .. Equalizer .. Low / high pass .. Noise reduction ..
And that's the one we want. There are other choices, but we'll just stop on this one right now.
33%, 100%. Menu bar, leaving menus, noise reduction, presets, edit combo.
And it takes a quick scan of your file and it puts you in a list of presets.
Average at 75%.
You can do an average.
Clipboard noise print.
You can do a noise print from the clipboard. And this actually is a very good one. It's actually the one I feel like I got the best results with. What I would do is I would open a file and record about 3 or 4 seconds of room noise. And then I would copy that to the clipboard. And I know that sounds weird, but once I had it in the clipboard, then I would go to my other file with me talking or with whatever else it had in it that I wanted to do the reduction on. And I would say, clipboard noise print, and I would hit OK, and then it would do the best job, I think.
Default.
There's a default.
Hiss removal.
There's a hiss removal. That also works well if you've got, I had a digital recorder, and it had some problems when it was hooked up to a mixer with the gain. I was having some difficulties, and I would get a hiss. And so this was when we were doing Tech Access Weekly, and we first got our mixer. We were having this problem, and Gold Wave did a very decent job of getting rid of the hiss.
Initial noise. Light hiss removal.
Light hiss removal. That's for, well, lighter hiss, I guess.
Reduce hum.
Reduce a hum. Gold Wave does a decent job of that. If you've got a fluorescent light or something in your room that's really loud and humming, it will reduce that. Again, I find the clipboard noise print is the best. So I would get a little bit of that hum in the clipboard and then just use clipboard noise print. But, you know, try either one and experiment. Because with Gold Wave, you can undo it if you don't like it. You can undo up to 10 things, 10 effects. So if you don't like it, you can undo it and then try a different preset.
Very light hiss / rumble removal. Presets edit.
And then, you know, you find you're in your list of presets. I'm at the bottom one because I just stopped here.
Presets remove preset.
You can edit the preset.
Presets Presets edit combo, very light hiss slash rumble removal. Presets edit. Edit.
I don't know what that edit box does. It's not really accessible.
JAWS, JAWS to PC, very light hiss slash rumble removal scroll down symbol. OK button, cancel button, apply button, unavailable help. PC.
Eh, it doesn't really say what it does.
Presets remove preset.
You can remove a preset.
Preview.
You can preview the file, which is very good. If you don't like the one, you can try another one.
Stop. OK button, cancel, help button, alt, reduction envelope, use shape radio button checked, 404.
Then you can make your own preset. It puts you in the list, but, you know, you get the OK, the cancel, then your back wraps around to reduction envelope, and you've got choices.
Reduction envelope, use clipboard radio, reduction envelope, use average radio, but reduction envelope, use current spectrum radio, but reduction envelope, use current spectrum, reduction envelope, use average rate, reduction envelope, use clipboard, reduction envelope, use shape radio button checked, 404.
That's always the default, and I keep it there, because I have no idea what the others do, because I don't mess with this.
Point edit 1.
I don't edit the presets that much.
At point. Remove point. Y edit minus 61.8182. Time edit 0 o'clock 00.00000. Settings FFT size edit 12. Up settings overlap percent combo box 75. Settings scale percent edit 100. Presets edit combo very light hiss slash rum.
And then we're back to the list of presets. I don't know what all those really technical things do. I haven't experimented with it. But I do know my shortcut low-tech way to get around this is just to use a preset. And I find that the clipboard noise print does the best job. Goldwave has a tendency to make you sound like you're in a tin bucket after doing noise cancellation, but that also might be my microphone, too, with my digital recorder, what the microphone of it sounds like. So, you know, there are various factors that go into this. Goldwave, as I said, isn't the best sound editor, but it does do some noise cancellation very well, like removing hiss and removing hum, which is a lot of what room noise is. Computer fans and things, if you do a clipboard noise print, I keep touting the clipboard noise print, but that's the best way in Goldwave that I've found that does noise reductions, so that makes it sound the best and the most, and that makes it sound the nicest. So anyway, it's really...
Goldwave.
It's really simple as that. Those presets are very nice. I'm glad they're there because otherwise I would have no idea what I was doing unless I actually sat down to learn it, which I keep telling myself I'm going to do at some point, but still haven't done. So using them is simple as that to get the noise reduction effect going. And like I said, if you don't like one, when you accidentally do it, you can undo it and do another. So it's simple as that. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.